Hey, welcome. It's Thursday. It's Mike McEntee here on AM 950. Glad you could join me. Less than 2 weeks into Donald Trump's administration, there are already people talking about how to impeach him. Now, to be fair, this happened with Barack Obama right after he was elected, too. Lots of people talking, we're going to impeach him. Well, that didn't turn out too well. But did you know you don't have to wait for an act of Congress to get the impeachment ball rolling? Our first guest today, Kimberly Johnson of Impeach for Peace, says that starting impeachment is a do-it-yourself project. And I welcome her to the program. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. We appreciate the chance to be with you and your listeners today.
So this is a do-it-yourself thing. If you want to impeach somebody, how the heck does that work? And is that new?
Well, that's right. We're very pleased at Impeach for Peace to be able to offer an online version of a formal impeachment petition that you, as an individual citizen, can use to start the impeachment process. It offers you the chance to send the link of your impeachment petition to the representative of the House that you choose to send it to, and IFP is now collecting these petitions, tracking their numbers state by state so that we can see the progress. And they will be delivered to a member of the House or members of the House when these petitions can be most effective and persuasive in pursuing impeachment.
Now, this isn't just something like, you know, sign a petition at whitehouse.gov and send it off. This is actually something that's been kicking around in the House rules for a very, very long time, almost as long as our country's been around, I believe, right?
That's right. So, and during the Bush administration, Impeach for Peace was researching methods available to initiate the impeachment process for power-abusing federal officials and found a rarely used part of the rules of the House of Representatives called the Jefferson Manual, which indeed does empower you, a citizen, to initiate the impeachment process. So you do not have to be a member of the House of Representatives, and your petition can be what's brought to the House floor by one of the members of the House. It doesn't even have to be your representative. It can be any member of the House, and that can begin impeachment proceedings in the House.
Now, you mentioned this kind of came up during the Bush administration. Your group discovered this in the rules. You know, I assume some petitions were filed then. Obviously, George Bush was not impeached. Has this procedure been used before successfully?
Yes, it has. In fact, it can be used with a number of federal officials, including federal judges. And in the 1800s, a judge named Peck was impeached by the House of Representatives using this method, a petition by a citizen brought to the floor of the House by his representative. And the representative doesn't need to write a resolution. They can actually use your petition to start the impeachment proceeding. And that is what happened. So there is a precedent for it.
Now, the Constitution sets some pretty specific grounds for impeachment. And I'm quoting here, they are treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. And then to be impeached and removed from office, the House and Senate must find that the official committed one of these acts. Has Donald Trump done anything so far that falls into that category?
Well, it's interesting that you should ask. Part of our mission is to empower people to hold our officials accountable and offering this method. But another one of our missions is to protect impeachment as a legitimate tool by educating people about its appropriate use and its abuses. A lot has been happening in the last couple of weeks, and Impeach for Peace has not yet taken a stand. We're working on doing this, and I think we're headed in that direction with the emoluments and the entitlements issues that you've been hearing about so much in the news. But what we want to encourage people to think about is that impeachment is a very, very powerful tool which can lead to removal by office, and impeachable offenses should not be partisan. We are a nonpartisan organization, so here are a few reasons that you wouldn't want to impeach someone. Committing a low-level or civilian crime, lying to the public, unless it's related to some other offense that deals with high office, making policies that you don't like, talking about unconstitutional action, or being offensive. So obviously Donald Trump has done a lot of these things, even prior to taking office, but since taking office. But the things that are generally considered impeachable are, as you said, war crimes or flagrantly and purposely violating the Constitution, silencing political enemies, murder, bribery, treason. Those are reasons that most people would agree would constitute impeachment. Now, in terms of interpretation, there's always some room to agree and disagree about what crimes are appropriate. And certainly right now there's a discussion about emoluments and entitlement, the entitlement part of the Constitution, which is involved in the immigration ban that is currently in place. And our organization right now is working on looking at the evidence for those particular violations, possible violations, and moving in the direction of putting those up as possible reasons for impeachment. Now, some people, as you know, CREW, the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, has already filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Emoluments Clause, and we know our state today joined the lawsuit against the ban on immigration. So there are people who do feel that Donald Trump has already violated and committed some crimes that are worthy of impeachment, and we certainly have people who have already filed proposals for impeachment. So there's some room for interpretation around this. And like I say, the organization is right now working on researching and studying those claims.
Now, I was looking at your website, which is impeachforpeace.org, by the way. Folks, if you're interested in this, impeachforpeace.org. I counted 175 petitions that have been filed, 7 of them from Minnesota. Have you looked at any of them? What justification are people using when they're putting these in?
Primarily the justifications they're using are their belief that the Emoluments Clause has been violated. And if people are looking for more information about that, they can check out the blog on the site. And there's reference to a lot of reliable sources that can talk about the emoluments issue. And also, I think most recently, of course, this ban that took place last Friday on immigrants from 7 countries that are predominantly Muslim and also countries with which we don't do much big business. So those are the primary 2 reasons that people are feeling that perhaps we're already at a place where they need to speak out and decide that impeachment is something they would like to pursue.
And you were talking about why, and one of the things your group does is educate people about impeachment. And we've had only 2 presidents impeached, and not successfully, but you know they were impeached, which means that there was a vote. And I believe that was Bill Clinton and Andrew Johnson. Both were impeached. And it seemed like, for me, at least as an observer, both of them were for very political reasons as opposed to some of the things outlined in the Constitution, which is probably why they were not removed. But it seems like this is a tool that people use politically or think of it politically. So how do you change that?
Well, it is true that impeachment is a political process, and the House does get to decide what constitutes enough of an egregious offense to impeach. So one could argue in the case of Bill Clinton, for example, that he was in a civilian court of law and that the House of Representatives misused impeachment and perhaps demeaned the tool in doing so. The same argument could be made and has been made for Andrew Johnson. So it is a powerful tool that we have within our system for citizens to hold power-abusing officials accountable, but it needs to be used with care and at a time where there's a broad consensus that the crimes that have been committed are egregious enough to warrant impeachment.
So
listeners probably know the House does the actual impeachment, and then it goes to the Senate for conviction and possible removal of office.
So if somebody comes to your website and wants to fill out or wants to write something here, an impeachment, do you have a tutorial? Do you walk people through? Is it just, you know, free form it, just write your thoughts? How does this work?
So right now, you can go to the site, and I would just say startimpeachment.com is a wonderful way to get to us. It's just startimpeachment.com. And you will go to the formal petition, and you can fill out the petition. You can see your name in the petition. And then at some point, you're asked to write something about the reason that you believe that you would like to impeach the president or any other federal official. You can name any other federal official that is eligible for impeachment under these House rules, including federal judges. Mm-hmm. And so what you would do at this point is you would write in your reason for impeachment. Now, as Impeach for Peace reviews the emoluments issue and the entitlements issue, it may be that we will start listing those as issues that you can choose as the organization, again, reviews and supports those, and that is what happened with George Bush. We had a number of issues that people could choose from where we had researched the violations and decided that there was enough weight that we as an organization could get behind putting those on the list. But right now there is no list, so people can write in their reason, which hopefully, as we said, would be related to a high crime, related to the office, the power of that office, rather than something partisan or something that would be equivalent to a civilian crime.
And you don't have to be a lawyer to do this. You just write in your own words what you think is wrong or what you believe
Exactly. What happened in 1826 is that the private citizen just wrote his own words, and his House of Representatives member presented that petition, and the gentleman was indeed impeached. So you do not have to be any kind of political official. You can be a private citizen, and one private citizen is all it takes to start the process.
And then do you have to be in a district where a congressman actually is going to be open to what you're writing, saying, you know, a lot of people live in a Republican district, and Republicans mm-hmm. are probably not going to be really open right now to filing an impeachment thing with Donald Trump. So if you happen to live in one of those districts, are you just out of luck?
So any representative can be the one to take your petition to the House floor. So it doesn't have to be your representative. If you don't feel that your representative is a person who's likely to do that, you can send your petition to another representative. In fact, as Impeach for Peace aggregates these petitions that people are sending in, we will be looking for a strategic moment where there is broad consensus and a strategic person in the House to send these petitions to the floor of the House. So it does not have to be your representative, but it can be.
All right. We've been talking with Kimberly Johnson, who is with Impeach for Peace. If you're interested, you mentioned a couple websites, but I have impeachforpeace.org. Is that the best place to go, or did you have someplace else?
You can go to that one, or you can just go to startimpeachment.com, which is easy to remember.
Okay. All right. Well, Kimberly, thanks for the information. We'll be interested to see what happens here. Watch and see how many get filed and what they're all about. It's kind of an interesting website. We're going to take a break, folks, and when we come back, I want to talk about that health plan, the Minnesota health plan that was introduced today. What is it? What does it do? Does it have a snowball's chance in you-know-where of getting anywhere? We'll talk all about that next on The Mike McEntee Show.